So here we are with Flatland Cavalry in Bristol, in the midst of your UK tour. How's it going so far?
Great.
Yeah, incredible
fun.
What about the Long Road at the weekend then? It was a good festival. I was there last year. I didn't make it this year, unfortunately. But what was your experience at the Long Road?
The weather was a bit, rainy and dreary. However, the people were really warm and welcoming to us, and we had a good show. Apparently, the festival wasn't essentially prepared for us to put on a full band show. So when we showed up that morning to load in, they were like a little perplexed, and so there was some technical hoops and stuff you had to jump over. But our whole team really kicked arse.
Yeah, it was good.
Right, you got the lingo. So far you spent a couple of days in the UK so far. So any experiences, any UK delicacies or places you've been you think, yeah, I wish we had this at home?
The pubs overall are just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, every single pub here is like, it feels like someone's home almost.
Yeah.
And then you can tell it's just been there forever.
Yeah.
Like for like longer than America's been a thing, it seems like. So
especially like these towns that we've been going into, they're so walkable, whereas where we're from, not so much. You know, you take your truck over to the nearest saloon, honky tonk, yeah, whatever. And but here you just, it seems like a pub is, you know, your God-given right, you know, your pint,
every,
you know,
every corner
really. So I take a liking to that.
Yeah,
food
is great.
That's
great. So I'd say the same about America, to be fair, and the food, all right. So back to the start, how did you guys come to be in existence and how did you all get together?
My parents met each other, they got married back in 82.
Is this the whole history? Is this how you came to be here
in existence?
Yeah.
Man
loves
a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked each other in the eye.
I don't need to hear this.
Yeah. Jason and I've known him since 8th grade, we're 12, 13 years old, and discovered that was junior high for us, and then about sophomore year to senior year of high school, we both figured out that he played the drums and I played guitar, and so kind of been, him and I have been making noise together for a long time, and moved to college together. We were roommates and started up the band and just kept our eyes open, ears to the ground, and slowly brought in everybody. Reed came along through a business fraternity brother that I had, and that's how we got kind of linked in, and Johnny was the last bass player that I had in my Rolodex to call when I was about to throw in the towel, honestly, on it, because it was real discouraging. But so Johnny came along, and then later Wes, they played music together in another band before Flatland. So Johnny looped in Wes, and then Adam had posted a video of him playing mandolin and banjo to some of our songs.
Oh, yeah.
Shot his shot, as the Americans say. And so that's kind of how we got looped in. And
Very good.
That's the cliff notes. I mean, by all means, you guys hop in.
That was pretty good. That sums it up. Been hitting the road ever since.
Yeah.
What about the name then? Does that refer to the landscape where you're from?
I was a little naive as I wasn't familiar with the band called the Flatlanders, which is Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Back in the 70s, they made like a folk group together, and the name Flatlanders came to me, and I was like, man, that's so cool. And then I Googled it, and it had already existed. So my buddy was like, what about Cluto and the Texas Cavalry? And I was like, well, how does Flatland Cavalry sound? He's like, sounds pretty good. So there was other local bands. We've opened up for the Barking Spiders. There's been other band names I won't name that were kind of like questionable or made you laugh. Flatland seemed to kind of describe the outfit, a group of men. Where we're from is the Flatland, so it seems to be taken seriously, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Felt good.
And Lubbock, Texas, then, are most of these from there? Are these all from like the same sort of general area? Yeah.
Who is that?
You guys.
Lubbock.
Lubbock.
Both of them are from Midland, Jason and Cluto, and then I'm from the Dallas area.
I'm from Lubbock.
Yeah.
Fort Worth area.
Oh, very good. Well, I've heard that the Blue Light is a good place to be.
Yeah, the blue light, where we started, highly suggested.
So what influences then? Like, listening to your music, I like pick up hints of like Bob Dylan or James Taylor, maybe a bit of John Prine in there, maybe too.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that would be fairly?
Yeah, that's
close to the nail.
Yeah. Love all those three artists for sure.
And what about yourselves personally, like downtime? Like, what would who would you chill out listening to?
Willie Nelson, Jim Croce. Those two come to mind.
I've always liked John Mayer. I've been really getting into like bluegrass recently. Oh, yeah. That's more of a recent find of mine. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I kind of think your sound as if like Brothers Osborne and Charlie Daniels had a child together. I think that's where you're at. Maybe.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's great, man.
So I say you sound quite traditional, although you have a mix of rock elements in there as well. But do you think country is kind of generally heading back more to its roots, because you've guys like Zach Top and Zach Bryan, and I like what you guys are doing. That sounds more authentic than the stuff you've heard over the last 10 years, I think.
Sure, yeah. I think those styles, those grassroots styles, have always been played, but they're not, you know, they don't have the megaphone of a big radio, you know, or label and stuff. So I think artists like Zach Bryan, like he does it's a good one to mention, because I think that sound's always been like, it's always been played in the background, but now it's, I think folks are kind of, I've heard things kind of come in waves and cycles, and all the polished stuff kind of is,
it'll
always be around too, but I think that other stuff's kind of rising from the underground, and now that social media is prevalent, people can share it with each other, so there's kind of a guerrilla element to it, where people are kind of acting in place of labels and stuff, your populace, if you will.
There's a bit of like stick it to the man, let's go independent, and there's a lot of that about it than that, I'm sure.
There's your rock and roll theme right there.
So what's next for you guys then? What's in the radar? What's in the horizon?
Ohio.
next week.
We got Red Rocks coming up next month, October 7th. It'll be our first headlining gig there.
That'll be phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I believe we're going back to Fort Worth on New Year's Eve to do our first headlining arena show. So that's, you know, after 10 years of hitting the road and just doing all that. So that's kind of a milestone.
Put in the work, it pays off, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'd say so.
Yeah, that Fort Worth was the first town outside of Lubbock that really, as far as a Metroplex area, that really shared our music and played it. And it's pretty awesome that...
I didn't know how that worked. I was
out of
just
all
like,
places, it's not Lubbock, but Fort Worth will be the place that will kind of be the prototype for our first arena show. But I'm glad we're doing it in Fort Worth. It's a good place to be. Lots of diehard fans.
I'll get there myself. I thought about going to Austin and Fort Worth and the Stockyards would be good.
You'll fit in with that cap that you have.
So a final question then. You're obviously on the road a lot and you come across different artists. Is there anybody at the minute do you think they're worth watching out for?
Zach Top.
Yeah.
He's a real deal live.
Real deal.
Real deal.
Yeah.
White C. Lewis from Canada. We were there
a year ago. That guy's good.
He's incredible. Caitlin Butts, I gotta throw her out there. She's been doing it, but she's catching on.
You have to say that, right?
Everywhere. I don't have to,
I know he's already well on his way, but I'm a huge fan of Wyatt Flores.
No, very good. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You want to smash it later from what I heard in the sound check. Like, I can't wait to have the whole night in front of me. So, kill it.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
No worries.